Me? Dear Lord, please give me a fitting and pleasant manner of speech, so that my conversations may be pleasing to you and to those who hear it, for Jesus' sake and for my eternal welfare. Amen. Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." At this time, please open the Book of Common Prayer to page 101. Page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray together the prayer for mission found at the top of the page. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Many times we only think of Jesus and the 12 apostles, but today our normal mode of thinking is interrupted when we learn that Jesus appointed and sent out 70 disciples. And he did so without a great deal of training or instructions. And he sent them out in order for them to prepare towns to receive Jesus. We, on the other hand, have a little more instructions than the 70 did on that day. Because even though we don't have physical Jesus with us, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Bible, God's holy word, and when all else fails, we Episcopalians have the Book of Common Prayer, which sends us out into the world after worship with these words: "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." And the people respond, "Excellent." All together now.
Thanks be to God.
Commencement addresses. When done well, they send graduates out into their new beginning of life with enthusiasm and hope, which is what actor Denzel Washington accomplished in 2015 when he addressed the graduates of Dillard University in New Orleans. His address made four major points. Point number one, put God first. Everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. It is a gift. I didn't always stick with him, but he stuck with me. Point number two, fail big. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams. And they ultimately fuel disappointment. I try to give myself a goal every day. Sometimes it's just not to curse somebody out. Number three, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. I don't care how much money you make, you can't take it with you. It's not how much you have, it's what you do with it. And the fourth point, while you're on your knees in the morning, say thank you. Say thank you in advance for all, for what is already yours. True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand, that it's already yours. When you get it, reach back, pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living, aspire to make a difference. Jesus sent the 70 into the midst of wolves to make a difference, to bring peace, and to prepare the way for Jesus to come into people's lives. Wanting them to be successful, Jesus sent them out in pairs, which is why I suggest we have co-chairs of any ministry group here at the church. Number two, Jesus told them not to greet anyone on the road. I wonder why Jesus wanted to them not to do that, but then I thought it was quite possibly to keep them safe and also to keep them focused on what their mission was. And number three, Jesus instructed them to not hang around and waste your time if you're not welcome. Now the 70 must have listened and obeyed Jesus because they came back filled with joy and told him, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." Every priest and every pastor I have ever met, that includes myself, has at one time or another quoted Jesus. "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Interestingly enough, even though times have changed, the mission of Jesus Christ and the lack of laborers has not changed. Jesus had 12 apostles and hundreds more following him. But when it came time to actually do something in Jesus' name, only 70 actually stepped forward and went to work. Laborers for Jesus Christ are needed and will always be needed in order to accomplish Jesus' mission for St. Matthias Church, as it is stated in our current mission statement, to proclaim, embody, and extend the love of Jesus Christ into the world. To proclaim, embody, and extend the love of Jesus Christ into the world. Our mission statement should cause us to regularly ask ourselves these questions. Are we proclaiming, publicly announcing the love of Jesus Christ to a hurting world by saying to them, "The peace of the Lord be with you"? Are we embodying, are we giving tangible, visible form to the love of Jesus Christ to our community? Are we extending, are we spreading wide Jesus' arm and opening up Jesus' heart in such a welcoming manner that those who are different from us, along with the sick, the poor, and the dying, will they know the love Jesus Christ has for them? If there was any doubt, hesitation, or a negative answer to one or more of those questions, then it will benefit us as individuals working together as the body of Christ to proclaim, embody, and extend the love of Jesus Christ. It would benefit us to regularly pray for Jesus Christ to clothe us in his Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know Jesus to the knowledge and love of Jesus for the honor of his name. We are the laborers Jesus Christ is calling through the Holy Spirit to bring in today's harvest. And these are just a few ways you can help bring the harvest home for Jesus. And prayerfully consider one or even all of these. Number one, prayerfully become a Stephen minister if you're called to do so, because by doing so you will help someone in their time of need to have peace and see Jesus, or also receive care from a Stephen minister. Stephen ministry has been a wonderful benefit to people within this church. Number two, become actively involved in any of the ministries at St. Matthias. There's a list of them as we're going through reorganizing the vestry. There are dozens of ministries here at St. Matthias that help to bring the love of Jesus Christ to those outside of our walls. The St. Nicholas Festival is one of them, the outreach committee, the high school ministry to the homeless. That's one that we're starting up. Wonderful ministries. Get involved. And number three, perhaps one of the most neglected one of all of, is that if there is a ministry the Spirit is calling you to do, if there is a ministry that you feel deep in your heart that the Spirit is calling you to do, then come see me. And we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. And together we can see how your vision can bring the kingdom of God near to someone in need of the love of Jesus. But after all of that, too many times we consider working for Jesus to be a drudgery, something else that we have to do, some other obligation. However, Mother Teresa says this: true holiness consists of doing God's work with a smile. True holiness consists of doing God's work with a smile. Think and pray about this question throughout the week. What can you do with a smile? What can you do with a smile? Hopefully with someone else, to bring anyone the peace of Christ to them, so they will know the kingdom of God has come near. What can you do with a smile to bring anyone the peace of Christ, so they will know the kingdom of God has come near to them? We'll now observe a moment of silence.